John Henry say a word. He's just sitting there smiling like he knows.
Hamilton Camp and Bob Gibson. John Henry, the thinking man. That's from their album, At the Gate of Horn, Revisited. Broadcasting live, where Cody Piper's coming up next from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Jones was a mighty man. Now he's resting in the promised land. The only kind of music he could understand was a big eight wheel under his command.
He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolls down the line. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolls down.
Said to his fireman, better hold your seat. We're gonna make this ride and do the boogie beat.
He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolls down the line. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolls down the line.
Ringing a bell, and everybody on the line could tell Casey Jones was coming to town with a great big wheel burning the ground.
He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolls down the line. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as it rolls down the line.
Oh, Scotty.
mighty man. Now he's resting in the promised land. The only kind of music he could understand was a big eight wheel under his command.
He made a freight train boogie all the time. He made a freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Made a freight train boogie all the time. He made a freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. He made a freight train boogie as he rolled down the line. Freight train boogie as he rolls down the line. Made the freight train boogie as he rolls down the line.
Special consensus and the freight train boogie. I'm so grateful, as all of us at SLB are, that you're able to be with us Saturdays. And for your support of what we do, whether it's the teams we serve in our Youth Media Center, the radio program, the oral histories we collect, the musicians we feature live on the air, whatever the case, thank you for being with us. A special opportunity coming up, an open house this Tuesday, June 24th, 4 to 6 o'clock, we'll be celebrating our remake Learning Days Youth Ambassadors program. About 90 students across Pennsylvania created nearly 200 media pieces previewing and celebrating Remake Learning Days throughout the state. And we'll be celebrating their work. You can meet them if you would like to. And it's also a great opportunity to tour our studios or see our Youth Media Center. Learn more at tinyurl.com/RLDA Ambassadors 2025. Cody Piper coming up in just a few moments. Here's the Sodom Scene.
I was born to sing a good time song. You know that nothing used to bring me down. Till the day I fell in love with you. And baby, that's the day I found you.
You got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues. Oh, Lord, does a good time man like me
ain't got no business singing the blues. Go on, woman, get out of here. You know I don't want to see your face. All the things you're doing, that this boy's mine, it's an absolute disgrace.
You got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues. Oh Lord, how's a good time man like me
ain't got no business singing the blues.
lonesome river band with Raleigh and Spencer. And also we had the Sodom Scene with A Good Time Man Like Me Ain't Got No Business Singing the Blues. That's a Jim Croce song. It's from the Sodom Scene's latest album called Remains to Be Seen. We do our best to have live music during this segment of the program, and today is no exception. He'll open up with a song, and then you and I will both get to know him a little better. Here is Cody Piper.
Since I've been happy, feel it when I look into your eyes. But now these thoughts can drive me crazy, makes me want to lay in bed and be quiet. Just listen to me for 1 minute. Be quiet, 'cause you might not ever forget it. Be quiet. Listen to me for 1 minute. Be quiet. Something about you tells me that you ain't ever felt this feeling, and I'm here to walk you through it. Ooh. Yes, I'm here to walk you through it. Ooh.
Cody Piper, opening things up in this hour. Tell me a bit about that song.
Yeah, that song is called Be Quiet. First of all, thanks for having me as well. And yeah, that song's called Be Quiet. I released it in April, and I wrote that song. I originally had the idea to write that song because as like a small singer-songwriter, you play a lot of shows where people are talking a lot, which is great. Those are great gigs, and it's fun to be background music. But I wanted to write a song where I was like abruptly saying "be quiet" in a way that would maybe make people feel a little uncomfortable. But I didn't want that to be what the song was about. So then I turned it into a song that is about saying "I love you" to somebody for the first time, and just like telling them that you're ready to tell them something really important.
And did you, well, for that portion of its purpose, did you have a person in mind?
I did, yeah. When at the time that I wrote this song a little bit after I had done that with the person that I am still in a relationship with.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I was curious. So this song, more so than many perhaps, was created specifically with intentions to get reactions. So
yeah.
I'm curious. We'll start with the one that's probably easier to characterize. How did the person react to the song on hearing
They love
it?
The song, yeah. They're also a musician themselves, so I actually I'm going to reveal the identity, but I'm sure people that know me already know. But she's a fellow musician. Her name is Julia Nora. And she actually sang backing vocals on the recording, too.
Oh, how nice.
And she does her own thing as well. But yeah, she loved the song.
So. Now, and she shares it. She probably knew this already, but she shares it potentially with a room full of saloon goers. How did they react?
Yeah. I mean, definitely people, I think, like, as far as when I say the be quiet thing, I could see people, like, lift their heads sometimes. But I've certainly been in that situation myself, too, where not even, like, just people saying be quiet, but oftentimes I feel like when I'm listening to people play and, like, the dynamic really dips way out, that's always a moment where, like, whoa, I should pay attention.
Probably. Yeah, it can be tough. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm there to see an artist that is really, really meaningful for me, there are times when I just want to go around from table to table and say, please be quiet, you know.
Yeah.
And then and I don't, because I'm probably as guilty. And it's one thing if you're screaming and shouting, particularly at the artist.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a club environment, it's sort of to be expected. That
yeah,
you might be,
and there's nothing wrong
talking
with that in like a lot of instances. Like, I have no problem with that. The other thing too is, like, a lot of times I feel like I treat it like I got to earn people's ears. So, but yeah, there's plenty of gigs that it's like totally expected, and it would be actually weird if people were not talking.
Nah, so. Yeah, you. Yeah, that's a good outlook. I guess the thing sometimes I'll find, and this is true in jazz clubs, sometimes in smaller rooms, if you are going to be having a reunion with three people you haven't seen in a while, reserving a table right in front of the stage might not be your best bet.
Yeah.
And I've thought about that a lot. I'd like to learn more about your background, but why don't we have another song? What would you like to play next?
Yeah. This next song I'll play is called I Remember, and it's a song that I wrote about my dad. I wrote it probably 10 years ago at this point. And it's basically just about, I've wrote it from the perspective of my relationship with him, but it's about somebody that you have like have fond memories of and you love them. And tried to keep it general enough for people to relate to it. But this one's called I Remember.
Still love you till the end. can't believe it's sad how things can come and go. And now I'm waiting for our next hello. I'll remember you, my friend. I'll still love you till the end. Maybe one day we can meet again. Our time apart has been so long.
Cody Piper, the song "I Remember." What a great song! Did your dad have a chance to hear that?
No
song. Yeah,
no. I wrote it actually. I didn't see my dad like really at all after I was probably 9 or 10. My parents are divorced, so I've always been really close to my mom. But I really love my dad. But I wrote the song at the time when I was just kind of like wondering if I would ever actually meet him again. And then I did meet him a couple times, and then he passed away a little bit after that, which is, it made the song obviously change its meaning in that way.
Yeah, but it sounds like he must have been pretty young, or, I mean, you were pretty young.
Yeah, I was 23 when he passed away. I'm not sure exactly how old he would have been, but he went through a lot in his life. But I always really loved my dad, and I have like no ill will towards my dad at all. And I was just kind of trying to express that in this song.
Yeah, it's I like how you opened it up to be so relatable too. You can learn more about Cody at CodyPiperMedia.com, CodyPiperMedia.com. Or look for Cody Piper on Facebook or Instagram. I'm curious a little bit about, are you from Pittsburgh originally? Tell me a little bit. You don't have to take us from birth to now, but what are some of the highlights?
Yeah.
Unless you want to, you could, but.
Yeah, I've always lived in Pittsburgh, and I started taking piano. I've always lived like North Pittsburgh too, so right now I live in McCandless. I started taking piano lessons when I was, I think, 5 or 6 at Carnegie Mellon. I was in their prep school, and my grandpa was in the Pittsburgh Symphony. He played the double bass for over 50 years. His name was Anthony Bianco, and he also taught bass at Carnegie Mellon. So I think he and kind of my mom and my grandma too, like, all encouraged me to start studying music, and I'm sure they could probably notice that I had some interest in it. And yeah, I studied at CMU for 8 or so years until I was a teenager, and then I switched to a private instructor. And then when I went to college, I went to Carnegie Mellon for college, and then I minored in music there and majored in computer science.
Interesting. It shows, I kind of had a feeling you had some classical training behind you, or classic training behind you.
Thank you.
So you ended up with a major in computer science and a
yes.
minor. Okay. Just off topic for a minute, how's the career aspect for people with degrees in computer science? Do you have a sense of that?
I mean, Carnegie Mellon is great, obviously, for computer science. So I'm actually not working now because I've been really focusing on music. So it's kind of ironic. But I had a couple of great jobs before I like left my last job almost a year ago. And Carnegie Mellon specifically is a great school. I know that for software engineers in general, the market right now is definitely tougher than it used to be, like especially pre-COVID. And then obviously with like the rise of AI, that's another thing, especially because I was doing web development, and AI for web development is like pretty crazy how well it can do things, but it's always like a little wrong still.
Yes.
But I use, I mean, I use AI, like I coded my own website and I use AI all the time to just like help me write like a CSS animation or whatever.
Yeah. And forgive me for deviating, but I haven't had a chance to talk with anybody who really would understand this. And it's fascinating to me that there is some shrinkage with new graduates, probably not necessarily at Carnegie Mellon, but mm-hmm. from other places. And not so much, I mean, there is Carnegie Mellon's prestige, but there's also a different kind of curriculum that students go through there. Mm-hmm. But AI seems to be causing some changes.
Yeah, and just, there. Yeah, it's definitely not like the cash cow field that it once was, I feel like.
That's a good way of putting it. And, you know, my degree was in chemical engineering and environmental engineering. And in the early 80s, for the kind of work I did, we were in short supply. And it kind of fit that same area. And then eventually there were too many of us, so to speak. So that happens in all careers. So anyway, you got out of Carnegie Mellon and then stayed in Pittsburgh, which is great. And it sounds like you've been able to focus on music the last few years.
Yeah.
Which is also terrific. When you were growing up, did you go to symphonies? And
yeah, I did. I went to – I wish I had gone to more, to be honest. But I will say, though, when I was like – when I was growing up and my grandpa was still – I actually don't really have much memory of him even playing in the symphony, because by the time I was born, he was probably already 80. And he had lost a lot of his hearing. So I don't really like have any memory of my grandpa specifically being like an amazing player. I'm like, by the time I saw him play, he was kind of, it was hard for him to hear, and his intonation was like kind of suffering because of that. But yeah, he was a huge influence and definitely like tried to expose me to as much classical music as he could, and certainly went to the symphony quite a bit. And I've been to the symphony like a handful of times as an adult, and every time I go, I'm always like, it always blows my mind that it's just like in a hall, because every time I feel like I see music now, it's like stuff is amplified or it's coming through speakers, and it's like it's an incredible experience to just hear music played in a hall.
Yes, just people, mm-hmm. wood, wire, mm-hmm. strings, brass sometimes, yeah. Not much else, and it's incredible. This is Cody Piper. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. Cody's next planned gig that I'm aware of is at the Northside Music Festival, July 19th, right near us at Allegheny Center Alliance Church at 4:25. So he'll be there for that. Very precise call time there for you. 4:25. Probably want you to get a set before the church bells ring at 5 o'clock. I want to be sure we get some more music in. What would you like to play next?
This next song I'll play is called Let Me Live, and it's just about wanting to be able to say how you really feel and how difficult that can be.
Keep flying round my head. when it's time to speak out loud, there's a weight that pulls me down. Let me live my life without wondering what to say. Let me be myself without the chains that hold me down. Empty out your soul, my friend. 'Tis the day the chains that hold me down.
What a nice song, Cody Piper. I was exploring Cody's website a few moments ago, and it looks like you've got a number of singles that are available. Are you working on an album?
Yes. So that last song will be on this album. That one's unreleased. But I am finishing up an album. I have one more song to finish, and that will be my next single. And then I'm planning on putting out one more single after that, and then the album in early fall.
And how do you think, especially given the comments you just made about the symphony, I can tell you're sensitive to arrangements and mm-hmm. how music's presented. How do you think, I think you could carry this off just as you're doing right now, but I suspect you probably have plans for other musicians to join you.
Yeah, well, yeah, so that's that's always been a tricky thing for me, because when I record my songs, I do it at home and I mix them myself and stuff, but I layer basically all the instruments myself, though I have had people play some other instruments. Like on this last song that I have to finish, I have a whole string arrangement that is being done by, obviously not me, because I can't play any string like violin or anything like that. But yeah, when I've played shows, I've gotten some friends to play some band shows for me that are pretty infrequent. And I really want to eventually get like a regular kind of band going where we had a practice pretty regularly, as opposed to me kind of having to help people relearn the songs, because my songs are very like planned out as far as like which parts are where and where the hits are and all that kind of thing. So that can be tricky. It's hard for me to just have people like hop right on up and play my songs with me, because they're not really those type of songs. But I do love when people play with me, and I also love playing with other people. So yeah, I get some of my friends to do that, but it would be nice to eventually get a regular ensemble going one of these days.
Yeah, it often looks so easy when you see musicians collaborating on stage and playing together. It's anything but, especially if the songs, I don't want to say they're nonconformists, but if it's not like you can say, take the next eight bars,
right,
or whatever. Your songs have definite routes and pathways that are known to you and natural to you, but
yeah,
maybe not not others. Cody Piper Media .com is how you can find those various singles, and you can learn more about Cody and his career. Today is, I don't know if you knew this, it's Make Music Day.
Make, I did not
or
know that.
Play Music Day.
It
you
sounds
know.
Like a great day, though.
Yes, I should have remembered this. We were talking about that earlier this morning. World Music Day is June 21st. World Music Day. But there are Make Music Day is how we describe it in the United States. MakeMusicDay.org. And I see Lee Robinson outside, the great legendary Pittsburgh saxophonist who is making music here in the Children's Museum, and that made me think of Make Music Day. I didn't get you a card, Cody, but it's ring in the summer with a worldwide day of music. It says right here, Make
nice.
Music Day.
Nice.
So happy Make Music
happy
Day.
Happy Make Music Day, yeah. Love to do that every day.
Yeah. We certainly have time for more. What would you like to do next?
Cool. Yeah, this next song is called Things May Change. It's the first single that I put out that will be on this upcoming album. And yeah, I'll just get right into it.
This time around, I'll be listening from the hallway. Strife is ahead, this I know, but I'll think of you always. But that doesn't mean a thing if I can't do a thing about it. Things may change. I'm all about the world around me, and no one ever seems to doubt me. But I don't think I really know what to say. Oh no. The pressure's been on all this time. I feel and the lows stay so far apart when you're talking. You can't convince me now to save the day. I'll walk away and I know things may change. I'm all about the world around me, and no one ever sees
Cody Piper, and I want to compliment Ella Storm on today's mix before I, in case I forget to do so. Alice is running solo today, and the mix is amazing. You're a great singer, Cody, in addition to your writing and playing has shown through. Did you take singing lessons as well growing up, or did you just come by it naturally?
I'm very insecure about my singing.
Really?
To this day. Yeah, I've been singing probably... I mean, I sang in choir when I was in high school, and that was like my first real experience singing. But I never sang lead until – I really never sang lead like at gigs until I started doing my own solo thing, which was in 2019 or 2018 probably when I started gigging solo. But other than that, I had played in bands and did like backing vocals a lot. But yeah, it's still something I'm like – it's still something I have to kind of get used to, that I'm like a singer, and but I'm getting more comfortable with it, and I feel less like it's nice because when I record, I feel like when I record a lot of the time, like if I record piano, I've been playing piano for so long, I know like I can embrace the imperfections of piano playing, and I'm like very secure in that for my own playing, but with singing and stuff, it could be hard for me to really be like, yeah, it's good that this is maybe not tuned. Like, it's good to have some imperfection, but because I haven't been doing it as long and I'm not as secure in it, it could be hard for me to have that like same perspective that I have on piano.
That's a really great insight into yourself. I also noticed, especially during the last song you did in the instrumental bridge, is it's clear you are one with the keys. It's almost like, you know, where does Cody end? Where does the keyboard begin? It is almost like you're not thinking.
Thank you.
You're just playing, and thank you for understanding. That was a compliment. Now, I don't see that or hear that detachment in your singing, but from what you just said, I'm sensing that probably as you sing, you're sort of having to think about
I definitely focus on that. Although I will say, like, it's interesting because I think everybody kind of has their own way of how they focus on and prioritize things while they're performing. And I think like first and foremost, I prioritize timing. Because I think that's like the first, if that's not there, I feel like that's the first thing that can take people out of a performance.
As opposed to pitch or anything else.
Pitch is really, I mean, pitch is obviously very important, but I feel like it, to me, it's like timing is like the utmost important thing, and feeling is very important. And feeling is kind of the thing I feel like where I really have to focus a lot on that, because it's really easy to play everything and just be kind of like a straight line. And for some people, maybe that's not the case. Maybe some people that it comes more naturally to them to have like the big ebbs and flows. But yeah, that's something I learned when I was learning classical music. Classical music is extremely dynamic, and they always tell you, like, if you think you're being dynamic enough, you probably should be doing like more than that even. So that's something that I really have to try and improve. And oftentimes, like when I listen to myself do performances back, I'll be like, I was a little too flat. But
do you give lessons at all?
No, I don't.
You'd probably be a really good piano teacher.
Yeah, it'd be fun to do that for sure. Yeah.
Cody Piper is who you are hearing. I think we should be able to get, well, either one or two more. I'll let that be up to you.
Cool. I'll do a couple more.
Great.
This next song I'll do is called Ode to a Lost Love. It's the most recent release of mine. I released it a couple weeks ago. This will also be on that upcoming album. So, yeah.
we've been making and its truth, that we might not have been good for each other, yet loving one another seems so right. Lord, help me, it's the sign of a fight impending. Now everything we thought we had is imploding, but I can't close a door if my life depended on it. Beneath all of the, I'm still struggling to let go of this lonely feeling. Hidden me between the eyes, I despise all the lies and wish that I was wise to your thoughts deep inside. I'm still too emptied out to cry. My tears can only form when there's still some sense of warmth. All these years I thought we had realized that something was there. Shows how much you care, but maybe that's unfair of me, since I guess you loved me. It's too painful for me to process it rationally. Don't leave your heart out in the rain. Whoa.
Cody Piper, I appreciate the complexity of your songs. I hope your songs are all beautifully different from one another, isn't always the case. that's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I think the phrasing, the way you're developing the songs are terrific. And I also think you're just going to continue to grow based on the effort you're putting in. You can hear Cody Piper and see him July 19th at the Northside Music Festival, Allegheny Center Alliance Church. 4:25 is the time. If you go to CodyPiperMedia.com, you can get on his mailing list and track his gigs. He's going to do one more song, but it's our last chance to talk today. Anything else you want to mention that you didn't have space to mention?
No, other than thank you so much for having me, Larry, and SLB. As I mentioned, I do have an album that I'll be releasing in the early fall, and a couple more singles that we'll be releasing prior to that. And that last song I just played, I just released. So if you want to listen to that stuff, it's just all under Cody Piper. And thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great Make Music Day.
Yes, Make Music Day. It's also role-playing game day. Mike just wrote to remind me of that, so you can go to stores and apparently there's role-playing game stuff to be had.
Absolutely.
Who knew? It's also,
that's good to know, it gives me something to do today.
Yeah, it's also a little old thing known as the first day of summer too, the first full of summer. What do you want to close up with?
Yeah, this last song I'm going to play is called It's Only You. This is the first song I ever released, so naturally it's out there to be listened to. And it's a song that I wrote about just kind of feeling like it's important to make sure you're not like losing sight of yourself or like losing focus on yourself But then I felt like a lot of the song kind of came across as like that I was too focused on myself. So then I wrote a bridge that was supposed to be the devil's advocate to that. And yeah, I hope you like this song.
I never thought you'd ignore me. I never thought you could burn. Even though you've always stayed right next to me, I never knew you'd avoid me at every other turn. When all I want is time to spend with you, all we want is our own true love. But it's only you. Everybody wants to put you down, and it's only you that matters. And it's only you. Everybody wants to sell you out. If you only knew, it's only you. Everyday people try to deliver their daily news, but frankly, I've got better things to listen to. I gotta make sure my time is getting put to good use, 'cause lately I've forgotten what to do. All we get is our one true chance. But it's only you. Everybody wants to put you down, and it's only you that matters. And it's only you. Everybody wants to sell you out. If you only knew, it's only you. We're all living without each other, taking advantage of one another. Never changing will make us suffer. It's only you that matters. And it's only you. Everybody wants to sell you out. If you only knew, it's only you. And it's only you. Everybody wants to sell you out. If you only knew, it's only you.
Cody Piper. Look for him at CodyPiperMedia.com. Thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
For being here. Thank you to you for being here. Todd Trosky books our program. Our technical director is Chad Green. Ella Storm, technical associate, riding solo and doing a great job today all morning long. Joseph Kukula manages our Youth Media Center, whose staff includes Ben Rutkowski, Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Megan Valley, and Alex Bennett. Interns at SLB this summer include Monet West and Lila George. Robert Gray is our director of operations. Deanna Berger is our director of programs. Ricky Berger is our director of me, Larry Berger. We'll look for you next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.